Master Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me this week, Nika Howard.
It's me. I'm here. My pronouns are she, her. I have a joke, but I wasn't sure if I should tell it. It's a little raunchy.
It was like...
Knock, knock. Who's there? A fart.
I think that this you can't bring it up and then not do it. So.
But what if it's too bad? It says H, W-H-O-R-E. Are we all okay with that word?
I think that's heavily contextual.
I'm scared.
What's the difference between an enzyme and a hormone?
So scared. Oh, yeah. I'm so scared. What?
I can't hear an enzyme.
You can't.
Okay,
a hormone. That's okay. That's okay. Jennifer Cheeks here.
Hey everyone, my pronouns are she, her.
Go ahead with your joke, Jennifer.
I don't have one. No joke for me.
Alright. Mike Bachman.
I can tell you a joke that that Amelia made up.
Yes!
Oh.
What does a dog do when it's thirsty?
What?
A what?
Drinks. My pronouns are he, him.
Yeah, it's fine. Tim Lanning's here too.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'll tell you what's a fucking joke. Our
what?
Government.
No, it's so true though. Damn. Wow. Tim just really took it down. We all just like stopped and thought about how bad the government was for a second. Like shit.
Call your government, everybody.
So what's the difference between a garbanzo bean and a chickpea nut?
I've never heard of government.
Yeah, there's like such a time of jokes that were just like, say something fucked up and then say the word Ferrari and then say I don't have a Ferrari in my garage. And the joke was like, oh,
yeah.
About dead babies.
About dead babies.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a time I thought that was funny. Like, what?
That was crazy.
You
so
crazy.
That.
But now I realize it's not funny. The second time. First time. The first time you hear it, you know, you're like,
all right.
Second time, no.
And that's growth.
That's growth. You know, we could say certain things in 2003. Can't say now.
Oh boy,
it was a different time.
It was a different time.
Right.
A different decade. Hey,
off
Jammer.
We go. Here
Jammer,
we go.
Happy birthday!
Oh,
I just want to say happy
thanks,
birthday
thanks,
to you,
Michael. We're recording this the day before my birthday, and this will come out a little after.
And that means it's almost certainly Michael Bachman's birthday.
Oh yeah.
On Friday, isn't it?
Oh my god.
Yeah, your birthday's on Friday. We're gonna have birthday brunch for you.
Yeah, birthday brunch.
Oh, birthday brunch boy.
Hell yeah.
On Saturday.
Bring us some leftover cake, please, to brunch.
Yeah. We're getting cherry pie.
We ate all that cake.
Oh yeah, Tim ordered a cherry pie for me for tomorrow.
It's
Taurus season, so I feel very powerful right now. And I need to eat a lot of food that I like.
Definitely.
And be chilling out.
Definitely. You deserve to chill.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You know what? I like to eat dice pie.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
A piping hot slice of dice pie.
When I cut into my diehard dice pie, it is so good to eat it. As always, my beauties, you can win some beautiful diehard dice by coming to twitch.tv every single Tuesday at around 9:44, except for the next two Tuesdays, because we're all traveling. And you can win beautiful dice. We give away a code. It's beautiful. We love it. Thank you, Die Hard Dice, for sponsoring that. But as we all know, you have less than half a percent chance to win, unfortunately. And the way you can get around that is bring your chance up to 15%, which is 100% chance to get 15% off dice. Does that make sense? Did I say that correctly?
I followed it perfectly.
Okay. Yeah. So if you go to dieharddice.com, you can select out 1,000 different dices, enter the offer code greetings May, or if you're listening to this in May of 2021, and then if you're listening to that somewhere else, go to our Instagram at greetings adventurers on Instagram, and that's where the code will definitely be. If you want to confirm, you get 15% off your entire goddamn order. And the best part, like, who cares that you get money, whatever, off you deserve the money, you're beautiful. We get a kissy of that money. We get a taste.
Yeah.
Hashtag ad. Hashtag sponsor.
Hashtag thank you.
Hashtag blessed, honestly. Congratulations to XX Thunderbutt XX.
Yes. Oh,
Thunderbutt, wow. You have won the beautiful diehard dice.
What a great name. Michael. Everyone's having great names.
Great names right now.
Oh my goodness.
Michael's making his little way. He's rolling down the gangway like that character from Hook in order to give you the diehard dice code. I believe it's 50 goddamn bucks off. I don't even know if...
No, it's Rufio.
No, he doesn't.
What?
No, Rufio doesn't roll. It's the other guy.
No, Rufio rolls.
It's the husky fella.
I don't...
He's...
I couldn't tell you.
He rolls on the skateboard and everybody's like, Rufio.
Oh, I'm talking about rolling down the husky...
The gangplank.
That goes... Blah, 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 blah. He rolls. There's a guy that rolls, not skateboards. I would never say a guy is, oh, him rolling.
Okay.
Michael, I have a confession to make. I already told you in G-Chat.
What?
The Pit Fiend does not have Misty Step.
Oh, right.
So Hobie needs to be inside the Tarrasque's mouth.
Yeah, that's okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's inside his mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, what? That it got out, I mean?
No, it's okay. It's still in there.
Oh. Yeah, that's all I'm saying to you. That he should be in there.
Because
yeah.
He got out. He would say he used Misty Step to get out, but yeah. He can't use Misty Step, so he's still in there.
Yeah.
Probably want to be inside there, honestly.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's
supposed to be.
Yeah, sweet spots.
I mean, because unless Lonnie's doing 60 damage in a turn, she might.
How do you know? Don't judge me. Maybe I will.
All right.
I'm going to do it.
Fine.
You, hey.
Everyone's fighting tonight.
Nika, you won't.
Yeah, you don't think
but
I will?
You won't do it.
I'm going to fucking do it. I'm going to go invisible and I'm going to punch his pancreas so hard.
Oh.
He's going to create so much insulin. I don't know if that's what that hat does, but...
No.
Tourette's don't need insulin. None of them ever has diabetes.
I don't think so. I remember all D20.
Let's do it.
Oh my God. I got a 5.
I got a 12.
Why? What'd you do? 17.
Jesus.
Yes.
You're going to do it? Dude, this can be your third, depending on what Bakken rolls.
Yeah.
18.
Oh my God, we were on our way to fight a Tarrasque. There were so many people there, it's impossible to name them all. Nobody could do it. I pretty much only remember characters that I play being there.
That's fine.
Like, uncertain if a brothers were around. Jet was there.
Yeah, Jet was there. Bananas Foster.
Bananas.
Chet Stevenson.
Beans from The Office.
Beans, that fucking Yeti dude from 8 years ago.
That mayor guy you played in that one fiasco.
Oh, I miss them all. We were chatting with my mom in the tavern where her office is when there was suddenly a kerfuffle outside. And we run out only to see many animals running from the woods across a river. Dust kind of being kicked up. It's not great. And then from the woods burst the Tarrasque.
The big boy.
He's very big. The animals are plunging into the river. It's very stressful. The guards are out there trying to initially keep the Tarrasque off, but your noble heroes plunge into the fray to fight as well. Some of us have been swallowed by the Tarrasque. I actually currently forget who is currently inside the Tarrasque and who in our party is outside the Tarrasque.
I am currently, Lonnie is currently inside the Tarrasque.
Yeah, I guess Hobie is inside the Tarrasque.
Hobie is, because pit fiends don't have Misty Step.
Yeah, I don't. Rowan is not in the Tarrasque, but Rowan beefed it like pretty bad on hitting the Tarrasque last time. It was not Rowan's finest time.
It's not super easy to hit, honestly.
He's too powerful.
He is much harder than,
even though he's my sworn enemy.
So we did one round of fighting.
Yeah, there's a lot of us because because Rowan's dad is here. Rowan's mom is here.
Adira. The mortal Uthgar.
Yeah, I forgot. Oh right, because didn't he like? Oh, he gave us he roofied us in a good way by giving us he put the potion in our foods to give us higher AC. Is that what it was?
You got like temporary hit points, I think.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It was temporary hit points, which were useful.
Yeah. Toby's a big ass dragon.
Yeah, Toby and Hobie.
They're both hasted.
Both hasted.
Don't forget that.
Yeah, no, we got a crew. And then there's like random, I would assume the guard, like, they're not like an hour lineup of fighting for the episode, right. But they're also.
Maybe they're making sure like ogres and stuff don't like step
on. Oh, right, because there's like other random monsters coming out of the woods too, right?
Denizens, you know.
Yeah.
Misunderstood folks.
Yeah, the Tarrasque's associates are coming
in. Whoa.
What?
They're running from the Tarrasque all the same.
But then they don't need to be, we don't need to be protected from them, right?
We don't, but if they go into the town and like, ah!
They might get
robbed.
I'm
a hill giant.
I'm scared.
I'm not bad. I'm just in a situation I'm not used to, and I'm freaking out like when you put a dog in a box.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and there's two mini Tarrasque spiritual weapons and one rapier.
Yes, I forgot about that.
I forgot that there was little ones.
Three spiritual weapons out in the field.
Yeah, and the mini Tarrasque were really surprisingly hitting.
Yeah, that seems to be the most damage.
So... we are going to start with Lonnie Kaplan.
That's Nika's character.
Ugh, but why? What will I do, Michael?
Well, it's dark.
Oh, I'm going to go invisible. That'll give me resistance.
Okay, so the trap. Okay, let me just describe what it's like inside.
Okay.
Paint us a word picture of the inside of the giraffe.
So you're no longer grappled. So that's good.
Which is great. I do love this.
That's nice.
While swallowed, you are blinded and restrained. So restrained means your speed is zero.
I hate that.
And you can't benefit from any bonus to your speed. I think technically your attack rolls at a disadvantage.
Damn.
Which that seems wrong to me.
But if I turn invisible, they're with advantage, so it cancels out.
Well, that's good. And you have disadvantage on dex saving throws. You're not going to need to make any dex saving throws in here.
I'm going to shoot fireball down its mouth. Don't say that.
You have total cover against attacks from outside of the Tarrasque. So that's amazing.
Oh, shit.
Could I specifically target internal organs?
For flavor, sure. You will take acid damage on the start of the Tarrasque's turn, which is next.
Ooh, that's fine. I am invisible, so I have resistance to all damage but force.
Okay, that's good.
So as long as it doesn't internally... I don't know, get like weird gas bubbles.
No, it's acid.
Okay. It's gonna burp and that hurts.
Oh, that's man. Like, oh yeah, it's just the inside of his belly is just gonna like slap you.
I would like to, I guess, punch it from the inside.
Yeah.
Damn, girl, same.
I'm going to fucking rearrange its guts.
Ew! I would pull his back out.
Please wait on these. What other sex things?
Did we say prolapse already?
We have not. I'm going to prolapse its asshole.
No, that was like
what a sex thing, bro.
Does a 25 hit?
A 25 hits.
Whoa.
Okay.
Jesus.
Oh, God. Okay, I rolled 2 that will hit, and I'm assuming a 15 doesn't hit, or a 13?
No, those do not hit.
Shit. They could, Michael. You just don't want them to.
That's true, Michael.
Well, I'm a stickler, and the rules say what the rules say.
Michael, I don't want you to bend the rules at all. I'm a hardcore gamer, so... Yeah.
Tim's a gamer. That's some max damage for you, don't you know?
35.
That's a lot of damage.
Damn, girl.
It's all magical, right?
It's I'm all sure it's magical. 100%.
All magical.
100% magical.
Okay, that's great.
So magical.
I feel like you should have resistance. But
it does not, because I'm inside its tummy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
All right. Can you do anything else? Are you good?
No, Lonnie just, like, she basically decides to pull a fetus and get, like, right up under the ribs and just, like, kick up under there and, like,
oh, yeah,
do somersaults and shit like that. All
yeah,
the tum.
Like, you need to pee now, don't you? Just kicking in the bladder.
Yeah, she only lands one kick, like, in the bladder and one in the spleen or something.
Take that!
You guys do notice a little pee comes out. Yes! Of the trash.
Oh good.
Yeah.
I'm glad it has incontinence.
Next up is the Tarrasque.
No!
Oh.
I hate this.
Hey, Michael, make him take the dodge action. He won't.
he
attempt to hide.
He heals himself. That'd be bad, actually.
He glugs one minor potion of healing.
He gets 10 hit points.
Here's 2d4 plus 4.
So anyone in his tummy takes 56 acid damage.
Whoa!
Divided by 2.
that is good, though.
So that's only 23.
God damn it. Ow! Ow!
Oh. I'm trying to remember what the battlefield was looking like.
We're 20 to 30 to 60 feet in front of a river, equal to that to forest, probably ripped up shit, you know, dead deer, dead orcs, dead... guard.
Oh yeah, and sorry, I'm just
spikes thinking, of shards of ice.
I'm just thinking about Roman's mom again. River has 2 hammers, right? That's what her weapons are.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's so cool.
Please don't turn Roman's mom into jelly.
I'm so sorry, but I have to eat Roman's mom.
No.
Like I don't want to at all.
Honestly, it's easier for me that way. Both characters are in a tummy.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Michael.
And honestly, my mom. She's gonna be fine. She's been in the belly of a Tarrasque before she got out.
They should have told us to take acid resistance potions. Those dicks.
What the?
Boy, that would have been smart. So, uses Fireful Presence, which doesn't matter because you guys all had delicious food before this. Then it makes 5 attacks.
That's so many. I'm scared.
So, let's say, so first it's gonna do a bite. On mom. Sorry, mom.
Mama.
You don't roll bad.
Her AC is very low. Oh, God, it's so bad. Sorry, Rowan's mama.
I rolled a 6, so 25 to hit.
Yeah, she's got a 15.
The Tarrasque cannot miss her.
Wow!
Unless it rolls a 1.
Well, honestly, it's gonna happen. Just get in there.
River Gray is now, it takes 36 piercing and is grappled.
36? Okay.
Who do you guys think would be next in the beefy order? I mean, I think it's...
I mean, Toby's pretty high in the air.
Yeah,
Rowan's pretty far away.
Yeah, I'm far
Rowan's
back.
Rowan's dad's pretty far away.
Right.
I don't think... Is anyone even... Is Uthgar the closest?
Okay. No!
I think it's probably Uthgar.
It's not!
Wait, where's Scott?
Every single time I say I move away.
You did say you moved away, but I feel like... You are closer to start. Yeah, okay. Well, let's hit Uthgar.
Think about what you're doing.
I hate parents.
They gotta go.
I'm attacking just parents.
Wow.
Wait, why'd you attack Lonnie then?
Well, that was last week.
Oh, okay. You just hated. What'd you hate last week, Michael?
Egg salad sandwich eaters.
Wow.
Possum lovers.
I'm feeling very, very targeted.
I'm sorry. Bachman, the first one. This number is so high. I can't even. 37?
Wait, is it his turn?
Yeah, it's the Trast's turn.
Did the Trast take damage from the wall?
No.
The wall blades, yes.
Nice job, bro.
Here we go. Let me find it. It's been a while. Blade barrier. Yeah, here we go. Dexterity saving throw.
Oh, it's so bad at that.
Yeah, it's got to be beat at 19.
I got 4.
You fool. 6d10 slashing damage.
It's magic, right?
No.
It's a spell.
It's a spell. It's got to be magic.
No.
I think I've actually had the exact same question. I was like, huh?
That is... You know how much I hate the rules. Everybody listening at home, you know how much I hate the rules of this fucking game. how, you know, it's like, yes, it was magic to summon a sword, but now there's a sword there.
Yeah.
But whatever. No, it's fine.
It's not okay. Magic fire. You just conjured magic from
it's,
magic.
I mean, it says it's slashing damage. It doesn't say it's...
It's magic.
We're gonna call it magic.
If it's not magic, then it's wrong. That's wrong. It
that's
is
stupid.
So it says that they're made of magical energy, but that's just for flavor.
That's flavor.
No, it's magic, buddy. Okay, yes. Do your damage.
22?
Good damage. Good damage.
6d10? Oh my god.
Hey, man.
Hey, 22 damage is 22 damage, man.
That's just under half.
Trask only has 45 hit points.
All right, anyway, it hits Uthgar twice with its claws.
How do you know?
Yeah. You gotta roll that, buddy.
I rolled it already. The first was a 37.
Whoa!
What's my AC, Michael?
Less. It's not possible.
Michael?
It's not possible to me that.
And you've read all the books cover to cover.
Wow, yikes.
The second one's a 26.
Coincidentally, they both hit.
So that is that's like 28 damage each time.
Each.
It's like 28 times two.
Okay, and then it still has its horns.
It's horny.
So I think, okay, why not just go right for Scud?
Why not?
He's coming for us.
Yeah, because so, even though you're far,
he is coming.
So it's like running forward is what you're saying. It's moving.
Yeah. 36 to hit.
I feel nothing anymore.
It's 32 piercing damage. And then let's do a tail swipe at Adira.
No, she's in the air too.
Nah, she's flying.
Yeah, she's flying, bro.
Nah, dog.
He's got a 20-foot reach though.
Yeah, she's like quite high in the air. She's like 60 feet in the air. I put all my magic people out of your reach.
I mean, that is smart to do that.
I was like, do they have any range attacks? And then Rowan's dad's like, no. And like, good. Cool. Giving Adira boots of fucking wings or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's not me, Mike. I don't want to do this to you.
All our people that take damage are inside. Okay, that's why we need to get them out, is so that they'll be punched. As opposed to us. That's a good point.
Oh, I can get Rowan.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's only a 23. That's like the worst roll I've done so far.
A 23 against my AC?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that definitely does hit me.
I need a better picture of what's happening because Rowan's quite far away.
Yeah, I'm like across the... No, maybe not.
How
like
far? What's this dude's movement?
We're just not talking about it because that makes it easier.
No, it doesn't. We have to... If this is a dangerous battle, we have to be able to plan a little bit.
Yeah, I know. That's so fun.
But yeah, because in my brain, I was almost thinking I was like at the bridge.
Yeah, we literally joke that Rowan's like on top of the bar.
I'm like on the bridge. Because I can shoot from really far away.
Right.
Yeah, if this dude's move is 60, that he can get Rowan.
His move is 40, but the tail reaches 20.
Ah!
Damn.
Well, all right.
So.
I'm ready to accept my fate.
That's 24 bludgeoning damage.
To me?
To who?
To Rowan.
Hell yeah.
And Rowan, I do need you to make a strength saving throw.
That's, you know what, honestly, my strength is not that bad. Okay, I'm going to use this dice that I used earlier that rolled really good. It's probably going to roll bad now.
Wait, your strength, well, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, you're trained in it?
23.
With a 8 strength.
Yeah.
You are not prone. Congratulations.
Yay.
It is now Adira's turn.
Adira. Okay. She flies higher up just in case you try to do anything mean. And she's going to cast the spell. Beep, beep, beep. Crown of Stars. Beep, 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 beep. So she kind of like rings around herself And then seven star-like motes appear to orbit her head. And then she snaps her finger and points at the Tarrasque, and one zips down.
You guys are so mad at me. You're about to get mad.
What do you mean about to?
About to. that's not very good. I got a 20.
She shoots her ranged magical attack.
Yes.
It bounces off of the insword. I don't like saying reflective carapace.
I say carapace, but you're probably right.
Carapace?
Yeah. That's one of the ones I don't know how to spell, how to pronounce.
And then it zings back towards Adira and almost hits her. Just misses her. So anytime the Tarrasque is targeted with a magic missile, a line spell, or a spell that requires a ranged attack roll, roll a d6. On 1 to 5, the Tarrasque is unaffected. On a 6, the Tarrasque is unaffected, and the effect is reflected back at the caster as though it originated from the Tarrasque.
Oh, cool. Fuck!
Wait, the spell's going back?
So either the spell doesn't hit the Tarrasque, or the spell hits the person cast.
And she goes, this is going to be a problem. Maybe I should get eaten by it. No. I'll just do other things. That's fine.
This is like a bucket list fight. You know, it's like, you're level 20.
Yeah, you gotta go for it. I think I'm gonna do a spell I haven't done yet.
Right, I mean, there's hella spells that are save. So even this thing is gonna be, has like a plus 20 and everything.
Area, you know, anything area.
Yeah, you know, that classic area spell, lightning ball. That's her turn, brother.
Okay, as well as Rowan's mom.
Michael!
My mom!
If we all get inside, then it can't attack us at all.
That's so true. That's so true.
So I'm assuming that 31 hits.
Yes.
It's like impossible for me to miss.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
He's having so much fun looking
so,
at
me. I'm not.
He is.
Not
my mom. The time of his life.
Okay, so she does take the bite damage. Again, unfortunately.
Okay.
And that's 36 piercing.
Okay.
The tech hits, the target takes bite damage, target is swallowed, grapple ends, blah, 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 blah. You know the rest.
It's all that by now. You really like to eat my characters, Michael. I feel like I've been eaten in previous games as well.
Die.
They're tasty. They're just like dice.
I can't help it. Your characters are in the front.
That's
they're
true.
Not,
I do.
They're not flying.
I'm gonna make some damn flying characters next time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of radiant mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of HIMS? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with HIMS, I don't have to. Through HIMS, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the arch lich of scarlet miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted HIMS subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
All right, so then it's Uthgar's turn.
I love Uthgar.
All right, what's everybody's hit points at?
That you can see, I think only Uthgar, Scud, and Rowan have been hit.
I'm pretty good right now. I am at 174 out of 198.
Damn,
my hit points are so high.
Does this count for people who are inside the Tarrasque or just outside?
I don't know that I have anything that I can do.
Do you need line of sight?
With much of it, yes.
Fuck.
Cast scrying on a rock, throw the rock inside the crest pill.
Yes. Bing, bada bing, bada boom. There you go.
Please, I would say the people inside the Tarrasque are in what you might call bad shape.
How bad a shape? Give me the rundown.
How are you going to get in there?
You just let me worry about that.
All right.
Oh boy.
Don't tell me what I can't do.
It's pretty easy to get in there.
I mean, I think you can just walk up to it. It'll just be like, jump.
It's like a raid mechanic. Like, all right, we need one healer and one tank to go inside the trash. two healers went inside. Two healers went inside. Fuck, blow cooldowns.
Both Lonnie and Rowan's mama are at about 30 to 40% health.
I thought you were going to say 30 or 40 hit points, and I'm like, oh fuck, you're dead next turn.
Are you not able to give me... I'm going to start keeping track now, but if you can just give me the actual numbers, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. Rowan's mom has 95 out of 204, and Lonnie has 72 out of 168.
Michael, yes. I usually end up taking damage when you get eaten, huh?
Yeah, a fair amount.
Okay. Let's see. Let me blow.
He does have an open mouth policy, though. We learned last episode. So if you would like to go in, he will allow it.
He'll be like, come on in.
He's a mouth breather.
No, Michael, I'm going to actually cast etherealness.
Okay.
And then I want to just walk inside his belly.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
And my bonus action is just going to be for my little mini Tarrasque to keep working on that toenail, trying to pull it off.
they're like, trying to pull it.
That is, oh boy, 16 to hit, Michael.
Does not hit.
It does not hit. All right. And then I just I slide on in.
Slide on in.
All right, you are inside of the guts.
That's so cool. You're like a vision.
I'm just imagining him like going down like a slide, like wee.
down into the stomach.
Uthgar, we talked about this. Use the door.
He's like, I cast etherealness. I still go through the mouth and the tongue. It's nature's slide.
All right, Rowan.
Okay, I hope you guys are ready. I'm about to do a lot of things.
So we have decided that you are currently 20 feet away from the giraffe.
I am currently 20 feet away. So, Michael, I don't know if you remember, but Rowan acquired some pretty cool armor.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of recently.
Tattoo, right?
I remember.
It's a breastplate.
No, it's a tattoo.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We decided, yes, sorry. What I'm able to do with this is that basically this thing, I have three charges, and when I'm charging it, I gain the following benefits until the start of my next turn. My speed is doubled.
Mm-hmm.
I get a plus two bonus to AC. I have advantage on dex saving throws, and I get an additional action on my turn. Mm-hmm. So that's how we're starting off. So number one, Rowan
has haste on.
Yeah, so Rowan's gonna fucking scoot 60 feet away.
That would put her 80 feet away.
Yeah.
Which would put her out of the danger zone.
Haha.
Ah.
So I do that.
Like that song.
And then I would like to cast a spell called Wrath of Nature, which I've never used before. So, because Michael, you're saying we're like at the edge of the woods here. There's like, it's the nature zone.
It's between the river and the woods.
Okay. Ooh, because let me just tell you about this spell.
You just make sure it's not a spell that, like, you're shooting your bow, right? You're not casting a spell.
No, I'm actually not. This is actually.
It's a save.
As a save? As long as it's a save. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a save. So what I will be doing, this is a 120-foot range, and I'm going to call on the spirit of nature, and I'm creating a 60-foot cube.
Whoa.
And within that cube.
Jesus.
The spirits cause trees, rocks, and grasses centered on that point to become animated until the spell ends.
What?
And let me tell you what all of them will be doing.
Oh my God, did you?
All right, number one, grasses and undergrowth. Any area of ground in the cube that's covered by grass or undergrowth is difficult terrain for your enemies only. All of this stuff is for just enemies.
So it's 60 feet around the terrace, is what you're saying.
60 feet around the terrace, difficult terrain for enemies. All right, next we got the trees. So each of your enemies that are within 10 feet of a tree have to succeed on a dex saving throw or take 46 slashing damage from whipping branches. Number three, roots and vines. At the end of each of your turns, one creature, basically, I can try to restrain them. And the one that I like the best is rocks. As a bonus action on your turn, you can cause a loose rock in the cube to launch at a creature you can see in the cube. Make a ranged spell attack against the target. And yeah, so I cast that. And I don't know if you remember, but I said I get two actions. So this is all happening, and I'm going to try to shoot with my bow.
Yeah. Michael, I'm curious if the rock, because that's essentially the spell Catapult, which is just like doing a Legend of Zelda kick rock. I wonder if that would break the terrestrial things. Do you want me to Google it?
I mean, if it says ranged spell attack, that's...
Well, the reason why it's that is because it's a druid spell, and they probably want her to be able to use her things. I mean, yeah, you're totally right.
Like, if you go by the letter of the...
The letter, well, yeah. And, you know, it's still the same vibe, right? Of, like, it's putting magical energy around a rock. So it definitely makes sense. I'm Googling it.
I also get to do 4d6 damage at the beginning, just because, you know, big cube. So I guess now I need to try... It's a save, Michael. It's a dex save.
Okay. It's bad dex saves.
Yes.
I rolled a 1. Plus 0.
Plus 0. Okay, cool. So now I'm going to do 4d6 cube damage.
Oh, yeah. Are there trees where we are? You know,
yeah, I'm not really sure if there are actually trees here.
I'm wondering about the whipping branches. Is that magical slashing or is it... I guess if we're saying the rock is, we have to say the branches are.
It just says take 46 slashing damage from whipping branches.
So... It's weird, right? If you cast animate or whatever it's called, you're not technically turning a table into a magical attacking guy, unless the spell says that. So it's probably just normal, like, bludgeoning table damage. So I have no idea is what I'm trying to say. I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, I mean, this spell is so complicated. That's why I've never cast it before. But, like, Hagata. It's you a gotta. Perfect situation for it.
Mm. Yeah, I tried to Google what I was Googling for, like, 2 seconds, and I gave up because I don't know how to Google good.
So, you know, Michael, up to you if there's trees right there. I can see they're not being...
Like either the rocks wouldn't work or the trees wouldn't work. I feel like one of the two wouldn't work. Because either we're saying it's magic stuff or we're saying it's not magic stuff. Because magic is actually bad if it's a spell, if it's a ranged spell attack by the letter of the law.
Yeah.
But it's immune to slashing damage if it's not magic.
Right. Like if Lonnie picked up a rock and threw it, it would not be magic.
No.
If she had a rock in her hand and bashed it, it would.
Is it magic if I'm calling on the spirits of nature to do this?
I think it's probably all magic.
Yeah.
Which would mean that I don't think you can shoot the rock at it unless you wanted to come right back at your face.
But I could do the tree.
But that doesn't make sense in the... Because like it's got like a magical shell on it that reflects stuff back at you.
Yeah, it makes sense that, like, you know, what happened to Deira. This is, like, such a weird spell to cast in the Tarrasque because it's, like...
I know.
Because inherently the trees aren't attacking with magic weapons. It's the magic is just moving them.
They're alive.
That's the same with the rock. Mm. So, yeah, I'm very confused, but whatever. It sounds like I could also see neither of them working, or I could see...
Let's say one of them works. That seems like a good compromise, right?
Listen to the trees. I think the trees is fun. That's a fun visual. So, well, I rolled like dog shit for this first part. So that is a sweet, sweet 5 points of damage from 4d6. Not great.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's a five. Wait, no.
That's
sorry,
a
seven.
Chunky.
I can't. Yeah, this is seven damage.
Oh, seven. Okay.
That's... Yeah, sorry. Seven. So, yes, yeah, so that's that part. And then, so yeah, let's do the trees now, because it says on the start of your turn. So, yeah, however many trees, at the start of your turn, each of your enemies within 10 feet of any tree in the cube must succeed on a dex saving throw.
Four.
Yeah, that definitely does not. Okay. Oh, that was much, much better. That's 19 slashing damage.
All right, I'm talking.
And then... I'm going to use my... So I have one more thing at the end of my turn, but I'm going to take my second action now that I get through my magical stuff. I'm going to shoot my Oppo at the Tarrasque.
Shoot it. We know a 25 hits.
Scared.
We know a 16 doesn't hit, so...
No, 16 doesn't hit. Somewhere between those two.
I get advantage. Oh, I rolled so bad! Why? Well, I didn't hit because I got a 19. That sucks.
19 doesn't hit, so no.
For those of you keeping track at home, that's not what you did want to do.
I can't hit this thing. So now I will do the roots and such are going to do their magics. So at the end of my turn, the Tarrasque needs to succeed on a strength saving throw. Keep in mind.
It's pretty good at that.
Yeah, probably going to do that. Yeah, so let's see.
22.
Ah, yeah, just barely, actually. All right, so nothing happens there. That's my turn. But now it's difficult terrain. It's the cube is there. It's cube time.
It's in the cube. The cube of bad nature.
It's in the cube. The trees are fucking pissed in there. They're all like, woo, and like doing the wacky waving arms, and they're mad.
Nice. Scudward.
And this time, the trees are pissed. Not gonna lie. I forgot I had another character to play.
So you don't want to do a ranged spell attack. That will be bad for you.
What if I'm really far away?
That's a great point.
He doesn't have spell sniper.
He kind of does.
Oh no!
What?
If you shoot a ranged spell at him, it will bounce back at you.
What the?
And it'll use your roll to hit you.
What if I miss him?
Yeah, I think you're okay then. So you want to use something that does like an area effect, or you want to do something that makes it have to make a saving throw if you're using a spell?
Oh, I already did Meteor, didn't I?
I think you did.
I did it so it was like it just kissed his asshole. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
What if I did Chain Lightning, but he wasn't the primary target? Which I realize that means I have to do Chain Lightning at an ally. I'm just spitballing here. I can bestow curse, but that means I have to touch him, and I don't want to get that close.
He can throw the ring in his mouth. Tell Uthgar to throw that ring in there.
Actually, I think Chain Lightning does make it make a saving throw, my dude.
Wait, can you read the reactive carapace again?
Anytime it's targeted by a magic missile spell, a line spell, or a spell that requires the ranged attack roll.
Oh, so it's only if I have to roll the hit, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Fuck.
So Chain Lightning absolutely works.
I don't know what Chain Lightning is.
Chain Lightning, target must make a dex saving throw.
That's good to know.
It's, and they can hit three additional targets. So, Michael, I want to hit his hog, his left ball, and his right ball.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
You're going to electrocute his nuts?
The whole twig and berries?
Is he large enough that those could be separate targets? That's all I'm saying. I know that it's technically not, but you got to shoot your shot. You know what I mean?
You've got to.
I'll let you rule on that, Michael. You haven't said no yet.
Yeah, I'll say no to that.
All right. That's fair. I expect
that's
that.
Fair.
So you're casting Chain Lightning?
Yeah, I'm well, yeah.
All right. I roll a three.
He's not very dexterous.
And I am rolling like shit.
Oh, his nuts are grass.
10d8. 38 damage.
That's a lot.
And then my little one, my little tiny Tarrasc sees that his brother Tarrasc is struggling with that toenail and is going to come over and try and like team lift it.
So just so you know, currently, right now, the Tarrasc is exactly bloodied.
Oh, what?
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
And Hobie hasn't gone yet.
27 to hit.
27 hits.
Okay, 16 damage.
All right.
And then I move away.
How far do you move?
30 feet.
From the ground?
From the ground.
All right, let's go inside the Tarrasc.
Live from inside the Tarrasc.
Nassim Peldra.
How is River Gray doing in there?
You know, she is getting out her Warhammers? Warhammers. And she's getting ready to squash an epiglottis.
An epiglottis?
On her way down.
Oh, wow.
Don't make up words.
That sounds technical.
So it's a boy, Tarrasc. Remember that movie?
Monster House.
We love talking about Monster House. We talked about Monster House like
really funny.
Yeah, we talked about it like 2 days ago. Maybe on Saturday when we were streaming with Tony. I don't remember.
So she tries to smash at it. I went ahead and rolled everything. She has 4 attacks.
It's a lot.
I'm assuming a 14 doesn't hit. Does a 23 hit?
23 does not hit.
Fuck, she'll hit once then. She'll, on her way down, she'll swing her Warhammer and she'll tickle the back of its throat for 14 damage.
Hello.
Ouch.
That sucks. And then she plunks into the stomach acid.
Nice.
With Lonnie.
She high-fives Lonnie when she gets there. I can't actually say that. That's not up to me.
She high-fives Lonnie whenever she gets there.
If you guys want a high-five, you can.
High five's a free action.
Oh, absolutely. High five, and Lonnie gives her a little squirt in the mouth and says, I hope you like to swim in the hot springs, because this'll make your butthole tingle.
Uthgar is there and invisible and watching you, but it's not weird.
Do we just see like an invisible form with like stomach acid and like corn chunks stuck to it?
No, you can't see anything. I'm on another plane.
Oh,
yeah, they are technically blind as well. So
wow, we're blind.
I think so.
They feel each other's faces in a sweet moment.
Wait, will Uthgar be blind when he comes out? Is it just by being there, or is it by?
Yeah, I mean. So if you're not restrained either because you're ethereal or whatever, right?
Right, but I have to come out to heal them.
I think it's fine, whatever. We don't care.
Okay.
And then that is Rowan's mama's turn.
Okay. Well, what's Toby going to do?
Okay, so I'll do my good friend Hobie first.
Mm-hmm.
Hobie is going to use his mace on the guy. And does he have disadvantage? On attack rolls, you say?
Yeah, to say they're restrained. I feel like...
All right.
I don't like it, though.
Well, he didn't get swallowed yet. He just flew in the mouth. He just didn't leave.
Oh, that's true.
That might be cheating. I don't really know.
I just feel like you'd be able to hit real easy if you were inside.
It's because you can't move as well.
Yeah, I think that's the idea, but...
Yeah.
I'm just not crazy about it.
So, I either get a 26 or I crit.
Well, 26 will hit.
Okay, fine. Let me click it again because I don't know how. What? I keep critting. Okay. All right. So 15 bludgeoning, Michael. And then 20 fire from the inside?
All right.
Does fire on the inside do anything?
Let's say it does.
Perfect! Sorry.
I went to the doctor one time and he said, that's your problem. You got fire on the inside.
Seeing the sizzle from the inside, he goes, yes! And then,
I forgot his man voice.
Which means, Michael, technically you owe me, if it works on the inside this time. Mm. Let's just say his mouth outing is where I attacked last time.
Mm.
And that was fire resistant. But now that he's inside.
It's in his guts.
He casts Wall of Flame. Wall of Fire, excuse me. And he's basically doing it all around himself because he's nervous. He doesn't want to hit people. I can do it within 20 feet, but he's not. Also, Pit Fiend Hobie is immune to fire. So he's just making it like all... He's basically covering his body.
What about on the inside?
Oh, fuck. He did get a little bit of his pee hole. So the Taras needs to make a dex saving throw to somehow miss this fire inside its belly. I guess the Taras can like move its...
It's guts around?
Left stomach and heart.
Yeah, I got 14.
14. All right, you take 5d8 fire damage. Let me see if I can just click it in roll 20. You take 25 fire damage inside the belly.
Ouch.
There's people in there.
He's got heartburn. This was me earlier today.
That's bad.
Maybe I had people inside my stomach.
Yeah. And then Hobie, I believe he has like...
That is enough to make him... potentially barf.
Okay. Does he barf on his turn or at the end?
He barfs when he takes the damage, I think.
Okay.
And I think it'd be at the end of your turn.
Oh, okay. So it's the end of his turn now, then. Oh, the end of Hobie's turn.
Okay. So you did 60 by my math.
Yeah. Is this thing immune to fear, by the way?
Yes. It cannot be frightened, charmed, paralyzed, or poisoned.
That's what I thought.
What?
Okay. Yeah. So do your... fucking spit. Spit or swallow is kind of the question here.
All right. So imagine a big Tarrasque.
Mm-hmm.
And on the outside, this probably looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
Because suddenly you're like, is this a Tarrasque or is this a dragon? Because its mouth opens up super wide. It shrieks and fire goes.
Whoa.
And then it goes, and a bunch of people come tumbling out of its guts. Not Uthgar,
son of a bitch! I wasted an action for that.
but all the rest come a slip slide now.
Yeah.
Into a big pile of Tarrasque barf.
What color is Tarrasque barf / bile?
Well, there's gotta be a lot of chunks of other stuff in there.
Ew. Oh yeah, there's definitely like bones and like...
He's been binging.
Ew.
Oh, you got a carbo load.
Yeah, and I imagine it's like lots of different kinds of skeletons in there.
They're all burning because they're laying on top of Hobie.
And some of them are new, too. Like he just ate a hill giant, right? He just ate a T-Rex.
Wow.
So there's just all kinds of parts all over the place.
Ew. So that's his turn. He's going to make sure, I know it's like at the end, but basically it's only one side of the firewall. So he's going to make sure he's not facing his friends, if at all possible, Michael.
Okay.
But if that's not possible, let me know so I can light my friends on fire as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Now for Toby Treacle Tart. See, this changes what he wants to do a little bit. Can I make an intelligence check to see if this thing is dexterous?
You know it's not dexterous.
All right. Toby's hand, like the dragon claw, gets this really weird look, and a green ray comes out from my thingy.
Okay.
And they need to make a dex saving throw.
11.
Sick. You take 10d6.
Uh-oh.
Always take the second. Roll 10d6. All right, the first one, which you don't take. You never did the first one on Google. It's 52. Now I'm going to roll the real one.
Wow, you are really bold to...
43.
Yeah, man.
That's the first time. I know, but you never take the first one, and I have to be honorable.
You've got to be, yeah, you've got to be consistent.
All right, so he takes...
Still pretty good.
43, I think it's force damage. It's 83 force damage.
83? 83. You said
40. Oh, because it's plus 40.
Yeah, it's 10d6 plus 40 force damage.
Jesus. What spell is this?
Disintegrate.
Yeah, that makes sense that it's called that.
It's a ray, not a line, so it doesn't and it's a saving throw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as it's a saving throw.
Yeah. Well, no, if it's a line spell and a saving throw, it won't work, but...
All right, yeah, that's true.
Wow.
It wriggles and looks very upset.
And then Toby will use his action, his extra action. I'm going to try to get my breath back. Sick. And then I cast breath on him. Wait, what am I? I'm an ancient boy. I didn't bring it up. 90-foot cone, dex 22, dex or constitution? Saving throw?
Right. So I got 21.
Okay. 16d8.
That is too many.
All right, I always take the second one. The first one is 79. That's going to hurt not to take. Fuck! Oh. It's fucking
me. It hurts. That hurts to see.
57.
Ooh. I'm a dead man!
50, that's the... Missing 22 damage.
Was it? 57?
57.
That's a lot, though.
Cold damage.
Cold!
His teeth are chattering. He's like, oh, it's so cold.
He's got barf. He's got chills. Sounds like he's got the flu.
Yeah. I believe I can use haste for that, because that's like an attack for this creature. I think that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And then flies. Higher! And that is Toby and Hobie's turn.
Theon John readies an arrow. And he fires. And I actually rolled well.
Thank you.
And I rolled even better the second time.
Nice.
I love you.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
So he actually, I'm going to say he shoots two arrows. One in each eyeball.
Yeah, take that. Fuck yeah.
Even though they're on the sides of his head, that doesn't make any sense.
What if it shoots in his nose holes? I don't know if he's got nose holes. That would hurt.
He does have nose holes.
That would hurt too, man. I feel like, shooting in the nose holes.
Oh man.
It makes him sneeze.
Oh, he just is getting...
Oh, it's so cute. Let's make friends with it.
He's got COVID now, I think.
And then we go to Lonnie.
I think Toby and Hobie could solo Tarrasque.
Yeah, you're like a freaking ancient white dragon. Yeah.
Wait, both of you together?
And a pit fiend?
Toby might be able to do it by himself.
Wow.
I was going to say, it's not soloing if you do it together.
Well, I made him.
That is true. It's homunculus.
Whenever Lonnie gets spilled out of the Tarrasque guts, could she use a rib to like acrobatics up and kick punch it?
Kick punch. It's all in the mind.
Like on the way out?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I think so.
I'm thinking for flavor.
Why not? It makes xylophone noises.
Yeah.
That's like Accio. Oh, wait.
Let's see. The lowest that I rolled was a 23. So that one does not hit, actually, right?
23 does not hit.
Okay.
25 does?
Now the question is 24.
I was going to say 25, 27, and a 25. Lonnie comes out and swings around and swings up, double kick punches the jaw upwards, makes him bite his tonguey.
Ow.
And then runs up over his nose, punches him down in the head in between the eyes, just like you would a shark maybe. Okay. Or maybe on the nose, and then runs down his tail and back to the rest of the group for 45 damage total. But she is invisible.
Oh, that's sick.
While doing this.
It was very Legolas there.
Oh my god, just like Legolas.
I love that guy.
All right, well, it roars in outrage. It is actually looking pretty rough right now.
Good.
Good.
With disadvantage, it is going to try to bite, guess, Lonnie.
Get out of here.
Right? I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, it has to do... It's starting its turn, right?
Yes.
So it has to do the Blade Boy.
Yes.
Right.
And it needs to do fire. But it's probably immune on... It's immune... I'm on the outside, so fire doesn't do anything.
Do I need to make a roll for Orcus or anything?
If you get towards unconsciousness, then absolutely.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't.
Or if you choose to unleash it.
Damn, no. But if I get stuck inside a Tarrasque again, maybe. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Thank you.
Yeah, tell me about the blade barrier.
It was 6d10, I think. Hold on, let me find it again.
6d10?
Dexterity 19 saving throw.
17! My best dex roll yet.
There's a hot 36 damage coming right up.
Damn! All right, well, I guess describe to me what it looks like when this Tarrasque dies.
Eat shit, you bitch!
I didn't need to see. I built Uthgar entirely like, oh, we need all this healing. He's gonna be able to do all this. He didn't heal a single time.
I think we so overprepared for this, but I love that.
It was fun though.
Yeah, making the new characters was so much more fun.
So the whole battle is essentially Tarrasque like rah rah chop chop. And then he falls on some swords.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's like a Hitman level.
Yep. It almost got its third turn, but it didn't.
Damn.
Holy crap,
we did it!
He died doing what he loved.
Can I use my big dragon claws? We need to harvest this thing.
Oh, yeah.
You do.
We could pull. Can we pull? Does Ron Perlman walk out and be like, hey, man, I'm Ron Perlman.
I crouch down next to it. Gonna need some of your parts.
Just pulling toenails off.
And Adira is very interested in its heart, specifically.
Probably because you don't have a heart.
I mean, I'm Toby now. What's up?
I was like, who was that? Is that Hobie? Wow, Hobie.
I was a dragon before.
Because she can theoretically use that to get into Bigby's demiplane.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Yes.
I forgot about that whole thing. We did so good, guys. Nice job. Let's take some time, carve this boy up, eat some Tarrasque nachos, maybe...
How's my mom? Rowan runs over to check on her mom. She got yeeted.
She's got 95 hit points, so she spills out and she maybe like stumbles a little bit, but she gets up. She's a strong ass.
Yeah, she's probably like, whatever, man. This is the Tuesday for me.
Rubbing it up, rubbing off the blood and stuff like that.
Yeah, she definitely goes for, she slurps off some of the stomach acid and then goes for a hug with Rowan. And she's like, we did it for real this time, Rowan.
Yeah, and we got to do it together. Holy shit.
You see Toby in the background crawling inside of, like, one of the knife holes.
Yeah, Rowan and River having this nice family moment, and you just hear Toby crawling.
Does this thing lay eggs? I want a Tarrasque egg.
And Theon John is, like, about 10 feet away going, yup.
Thumbs up.
Good job.
Like, goes in for the hug and like, no.
Yeah.
Stern handshake.
Right in the middle of everybody, Uthgar appears as if from thin air, eyes glowing white, and he says, receive my love! And a big wave of energy washes over everybody and just split 700 hit points amongst yourselves. Because damn it, I want to heal!
Hell yeah.
I'll take 699.
Can I take 80?
700?
83 of them?
Yeah.
I think you can probably take all of them.
Okay.
I think you can probably get max health.
Yeah, we should heal. Hey, Uthgar, heal some of the forest orcs and trolls and stuff like that.
This guy's like, can do, and just starts running into the forest just burning spell slots. He's burning spell slots. He's ripping beads off his necklace and throwing them like Pokeballs.
Man.
Chasing down an orc like, no.
Is this a boar?
Wonderful.
Nice job, gang. That was fun. We destroyed that fucking shit.
That was fun.
Yeah, you did.
So I think Toby could solo it because all he needs is a friend to cast haste on him, and then he has 1 minute to kill the Tarrasque, because he can go down, slash as a pit fiend, cast Misty Step so he won't take reaction, and he has 10 turns to do it.
Wow. Damn.
So we need to, we should have fought like 3 Tarrasques.
Michael's
like, oh, you guys thought that was easy?
That's when.
Yeah. A bigger Tarrasque emerges from the inside of the smaller one.
Fuck. No, that was fun. Planning is almost just as much fun as the actual, you know, that's my opinion at least.
Yeah. And getting to do all the flavor of it is my favorite part of it.
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Well, that's our ep, fellas and ladies and others.
That was great. I loved fighting this Tarrasque with my mom and dad. Some family time.
Thank you so much for putting us against this, Michael.
Hey, anytime you want to fight a Tarrasque, just let me know.
No, thank you.
No, thanks. I'm going to go play catch with my dad.
That's, oh my God, Bachman made his own dad. Oh, can we make shields out of Tarrasque's
scales?
What are they playing catch with? Is it something gross?
A magic missile.
Oh, they will last for 12 hours and you can do all you want.
Wait, like real world time or?
Yeah.
We've come to the point of the podcast where we like to talk about reviews.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everyone, for leaving a 5-star rating and review at wherever you do, wherever you can. It means the world to us. As always, review other podcasts, too. It's good. Bort Slampson says, best Atlanta Falcon podcast, period. First and foremost, amazing podcast, and thank you all. I recently realized how this podcast has been there for me during the last couple of years. From driving to university, traveling across the U.S., training for a marathon and nights alone, the times with friends and all the times in between. This podcast has been there for me, even when I didn't realize how important it's been. It's not the best at articulating my feelings. I'm not the best at articulating my feelings, but honestly, Michael, Tim, Jennifer, and Nika, thank you for endless hours of entertainment. P.S. Can we get a Nika Strong for the pod?
Nika Strong. That was a weak one. And Nika not strong because she Nika has been in strong. Quarantine for a year and a half.
Pangloss Strikes Back says, caution, podcast may contain humor.
That's true.
Finally got caught up and watched the Twitch feed for the first time. No regrets. Thanks to David, who wrangles their Audacity clips into the shiny and clean episodes we listen to on iTunes. And thanks to the cast for live streaming a fantastic demo of the best that D&D can be. These folks kept my heart warm a couple years ago when I was a stressed student, shoveling stalls at negative 20 degrees Fahrenheit to pay rent. Damn! And now that I'm a stressed adult in social isolation, but warmer climbs, they help keep me laughing. Try it. Use the abridge if you need a running start and buckle in for a wild ride. Thank you. That was a nice review.
There's some questionable content in this one, but I'll read some of it. Homesick Redneck says, a barrel of laughs. I started listening about a year ago at episode 1. I just started a new job and I was bored, so I figured, why not find a podcast? You are my first and only right now. It's been a blast from day one. I'm only on episode 216, but couldn't stop laughing at Jennifer's voice for Baz. I swear, I was expecting her to say, Dee Dee, you idiot, because it sounded just like Dexter.
Baz does kind of sound like really? Dexter, actually. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Fun.
Well, I think it was partially because I kept kind of vacillating the accent a bit. It would go a little bit into Russian sounding.
I can't picture Michael C. Hall saying that.
Dee Dee, you idiot. Before
he everyone on the podcast is great, but Michael is the most sexy. That's the end of that review.
Good News, Bad News by Woulda, Coulda, Didn't. Good news. After years of being an original slobber, I finally got to leave a 5-star review. Bad news. I finally assimilated into the Apple machine. Resistance was indeed futile.
Jackpot75 says, I never realized how much I appreciated the ability to binge episodes. I gotta say, after catching up, I really understand why people complain about shopping episodes and performance reviews. However, this podcast really has a big impact on me, and I'm happy to have you all in my life. Thanks, folks.
All right, you got it. Twice as many shopping episodes.
People love shopping episodes.
I don't know why they don't like it.
Deadliest Envelope says, The Journey. When I started to listen to this amazing show, I was a single fella living with my parents. Now I'm married, a proud homeowner, and 2 wonderful kids. From home renovation to cranky newborn or long plane flights with a migraine. Also, when the kids figured out how to take off their diapers and smear the poop over everything,
including themselves.
Thank you for helping me through it all.
Wow.
Keep those dice dicey.
You are so strong.
That's crazy.
That sounds awful.
It happens.
Foxy Fox 32 says, started from the slabs, now we're in bone cards? Came for the drunks in the title, stayed for the endless supply of laughs, transporting adventures, and quality goofs. You all play a unique part in this podcast, and I've enjoyed every minute of listening along. I still have yet to play a single campaign myself yet, but I make this point to say this podcast has the depth and quality content to keep me listening for years. Also, I got my cousin into the podcast as she DMs a few campaigns, and we've bonded on that. Thank you for all that you do. So live flourish. Keep on keeping it dicey. 777-777-777. Bring back Bananas Foster. Dragon Boner, Dragon Boner, Dragon Boner. Wow, what a classic review.
That's my favorite review.
Brad Maestro from the United States of America says, great podcast listener. Greetings, podcast listeners. Wow, I can read. Do you want a podcast that will knock your socks and tickle your funny bone? The Greetings Adventures cast get into some hilarious situation while playing D&D. Tune into an episode and you'll get hooked. It was exciting watching a group go from 1 to 20 with a few side quests along the way. Everyone is really great, but Michael is the sexiest.
Why did everyone keep saying that?
It's so weird that people keep saying that.
Yeah, it's weird. Huh. It's two in a row. It's strange.
Don't Get Mad, Tim by Bone Carter Bone Hard from the United States. Longtime listener, 4 years, first time reviewer. This group has let my ears and mind travel to worlds that I couldn't have reached without them. I am grateful for the many laughs and excited who to hear the bone. Who excited to hear who the bone next?
Who the bone next?
It's pretty straightforward and simple.
I love Cannon Cat. Says best podcast ever. You guys are the fucking best. Starting from episode 1 only a month ago, I've listened daily and reached 138. From the start, I loved your jokes, the story, characters, but most importantly, you, the players, and of course, the DM. I've got a long way to go until I'll possibly hear you read my... I didn't click on it. Oh, no. Review, if that's something you're still doing.
We are.
I've never left a review before. Nothing has ever interested me enough to take the time to do this, but you guys deserve it. Jennifer, Tim, Mike, Nika, and Mike Eel. Sorry if I spelled any names wrong. You're all wonderful, amazing, and funny people, and you make my days better, and so many others, too. I wish for the best. I wish the best for you all. I can't wait to catch up.
Are we good?
I think so.
Nice.
Nice.
Nice job, everybody.
Epic.
We did it.
Hey, if you want to get in touch with us, we're on a lot of social media platforms, including Twitter, where we're at Geekly Anchor at D&D Podcast. We're also on Instagram at Greetings Adventures. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika _ Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Stop doing that.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com, where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. After you finish defeating the Tarrasque, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thanks, everybody. Until next time, we'll keep it dicey.
We'll keep it dicey.
All right. You know what? We'll take this one.
This week it's on us.
This week, take a week off.
Yeah, this is the first time y'all don't have to keep it dicey. We'll do it for
We're
you.
We're gonna do it. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs, Exotic Battle, Phantom from Space, Colossus, Oppressive Gloom, News Sting, Zombie Chase, Not As It Seems, Cephalopod, and Pale Rider are by Kevin MacLeod at IncompeTech.com, licensed under Creative Commons. By Attribution 4.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/4.0. Some of the songs may have been modified from their original form in this episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.